You know the economy is bad when even mice have taken to doing ads on podcasts in order to scrape by. But hey, that's just the world we're living in. Or I should say that's the world of Mouse City Podcast, which is one of the shows participating in the 6th annual Denver Fringe Festival over at Hope Tank in Denver. This show is a three-person show starring Frida Dunkelberg as a scientist, Victor Longman as the city mouse, and Elizabeth Kirkmeyer as the country mouse. The show begins with Frida as the scientist. They come out and they tell us that this is a grand experiment that they are doing because they're broke. They need a little extra cheddar, pun intended. And so they have decided to do this experiment in which I'll transfer what mice are saying into English so that we can hear them on a podcast that is hosted by two mice but designed for human consumption. That's kind of the central premise of this wildly innovative, insanely wacky, very adult, raunchy show about what happens if you give two mice what happens if you give a mouse a microphone. The show itself is about 45 minutes in length, and it is just wildly varied in terms of what is being presented on stage. You have everything from the mice doing ads about trap cheese, which is one of their favorite snacks, to breaking down mouse-isms, which are like idioms, but for mice. There's a ton of audience interaction. They bring two audience members up on stage at one point so that the city mouse can demonstrate his course on how to escape from a trap and how to get that trap cheese. His advice, just send your buddy to go first so that if they die, at least you get away clean. It's stuff like that that is just wildly irreverent and super raunchy fun, and that makes for such a great time over in this venue. The performers, both the two lead performers, Elizabeth and Victor, both have incredible energy together. It's clear that they've spent a lot of time developing this very specific back and forth dynamic, with Victor's city mouse being very rambunctious, wild up. He's very much a kind of a Chad bro kind of vibe. And he is absolutely off the hinge, with Elizabeth's country mouse focusing more on mouse family values and raising and things like that. It makes for a very funny contrast. They're playing cousins in this show, and so they clearly have two very different perspectives, which makes for great podcasting material. The show itself is very tight, very fun, and absolutely doesn't overstay its welcome. It's one of those fun shows that feel like a insane little gem of a discovery. I'm going to be thinking about this show, its gags, and especially its very wild and over-the-top ending for days to come as I do the rest of my Fringe. This show has two additional show times, Friday, June 6th, and Saturday, June 7th at 8 p.m. So if you are still looking for shows to fill out your Fringe, I definitely recommend making a trip down to Mouse City Podcast to listen to a taping.